Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Lainey Canning, one of the top candidates for this year's 2025 Woman of the Year. Lainey, if you don't mind, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Lainey Canning. I am a senior here at Southeast Missouri State University. I'm a double major in agribusiness, animal science, and agricultural communications, and I am one of your top five Woman of the Year nominees.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome in. So how did you get this nomination? Did it come from an organization of yours or?
We decided for marching band this year that we were going to choose two representatives, a male and a female, to try to go through the process and just see what happens for Man and Woman of the Year. You could enter in your name, a little short bio about you in our Discord, which is our form of communication. And then we all voted, and it was me and Nathan Anderson who were selected. That was like a win in itself. I cannot express to you how it feels to be thought of that way by the organization that you're a part of, that you love to serve. So that was great. Then we went through the actual interview process, filled out our application, then did the interviews, and then we got a call that we made it through. So me and Nathan are both one of the top five finalists for Man and Woman of the Year. And that's kind of where we're at.
Well, that's so awesome. And so you are in the marching band. Do you hold any leadership positions there or anything that you might want to just say about the organization?
Yes. First off, I love band. I am so glad I came to college and joined marching band. I play trombone. I have been in band council. I've also been a trombone section leader. And this year, I'm one of our three senior assistants, which has been a great learning opportunity from things, kind of seeing everything behind the scenes of what it takes to run our group and making sure we have everything set and ready for game days, any appearances we're doing, all those things. It also gives me a little more wiggle room to go walk around to every section. And that has been one of my favorite things to do this year, is to go talk to everybody and watch other people rehearse. Especially color guard. I'd never really gotten to watch them unless we're performing. So being able to go watch them rehearse and practice, I loved it. I just did. So it's been really great. A very big learning opportunity. But yeah, I could not be more blessed to be in such a wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm. And do you have people that are in your major that are kind of standing behind you with your nomination as well?
Yes, I'm actually in a couple different ag clubs, and all my friends in the department, as well as some faculty and staff, are very, very supportive of my nomination, very proud of me. And I'm very thankful for that also, because they have really opened a lot of doors to allow me to grow and develop within those organizations as well as marching band. So I really wouldn't be where I'm at right now without everything in ag and everything to do with band.
I always like to open up the floor to my guests. And is there anything in general that you'd like to highlight about your student experience, about how you've gotten here, just anything near and dear to your heart that you would want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I will say I came from a high school that had no marching band, and I don't know what really possessed me besides some family and my band director in high school saying, you should go apply to be in the marching band. And I was like, are you nuts? I have never done marching band ever, but okay, so I did it, got in. This has been one of the best experiences ever. So I would just highly recommend to anybody listening, if you are scared to take the next step because you've never done it before, or you're scared that you won't be able to pick it up fast enough or learn, you will. It will happen, and it will probably be one of the best things that you will ever do with your life.
Ah, what words of wisdom from Lainey.
Thanks, buddy.
If you want to talk about your major or anything personal to you, I'd love to hear about it.
One of the best parts about being an ag major is how often we get to go out to the farm, the David M. Barton Agriculture Research Center, and really get that hands-on experience, not only with working cattle, but I've also had some opportunities where we've administered vaccines and have done some breeding protocols. So that's cool. And from my communication standpoint of things, I've worked closely with SEMO Marketing to help make some really neat videos and just marketing materials that have been utilized. Being out at the farm with Rob or whoever else is out there, I just did a video recently with Michaela. All have been great experiences, but it's been so nice to be able to see other people coming and doing their thing while I'm there as like a guide and a reference of, hey, here's kind of some things that we were thinking, and they helped make it come to life. So it's really cool to collab like that with people outside of ag and also with people.
Interdepartment workings.
Yes. And then with people inside of ag. It's really cool. And it's one of my favorite things because they always get so excited. And then I always get so excited because Rob will show up with some neat camera or his GoPro. And I'm a bit of a nerd. Like, I love to learn.
Yeah.
So I'm going to geek out over that kind of stuff.
Like, but I want you to tell me everything.
Yes.
That's why I love this job so much.
Yes. And I do. I'm like, why wouldn't I go sit there and ask, like, what are you looking at, or what do you think? You know, they have all this experience. Why not sit there and ask, you know? Being out at the farm has allowed me to do things for both of my majors, which is just really unique, and it keeps me from being in a classroom 24/7.
Right. I think that's all we have time for today, but thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you, Ella.
That's all for this episode of CMO Spotlight. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.